Good morning, everyone. I am the chairman of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals. And for everyone present, this is a quasi-judicial proceeding, as lawyers like to speak in those terms. All those wishing to give testimony this morning need to sign up if you have not already. All witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony, and these proceedings this morning will be recorded. The decisions of this board are final. Any challenges to the decisions of the board must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County within 30 days. Right. May we all stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. First matter on the agenda is the approval of the May 23rd, 2023 minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review those minutes? Are there any recommended changes to those minutes? Hearing none, may I hear a motion, please?
Motion to approve.
And second?
Second.
Very good. Thank you. Voice vote, please. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed. All right. The May minutes from 2023 are approved. Now, I understand that there is one item involving 50 Diamond Causeway that is to be removed from the agenda. Can someone speak to that, please?
Good morning.
Okay, I got it. Sorry. Okay, so again, Edward Morrow, principal planner here at the MPC. 50 Diamond Causeway has been continued into the next meeting. I actually think, continued would not be the word. They are going to seek a rezoning, so they are going to go before the MPC. We determined later in the course of evaluation that a variance was not the appropriate course of action for them. And so they are going to request a, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, rezoning for office and institutional use, or in the county, institutional professional.
All right. So this board at this point need not consider anything involving this matter. All right. Do I hear a motion to remove this from the final agenda, please?
I move to remove this from the final agenda.
All right. A second?
Second.
All right. Voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. That matter is removed. Next matter is item number, seen on the regular agenda, number 5, for Vandy Court. Request for approximately 3-foot reduction to a 35-foot marsh buffer setback. All right. May we hear from staff, please?
Yes, sir. Melissa Lito, MPC staff. The applicant is requesting approximately 3 feet of a variance to encroach into the minimum 35-foot marsh buffer setback requirement. The requested variance would allow the property owners to construct a dining room addition and a screened-in porch to the rear of the property at 4 Vandy Court. Show you the site plan. So in the back of their yard, which is existing right now, what's hatched is what's going to be proposed. So right now their house is stops from here to the rear of the property, and there is an oak tree there. And they are trying to create an addition to the dining room, but also have a screened-in porch with a fire pit. And because of that, they're moving their addition around the oak tree. And right at this point over here is where they touch on the 35-foot marsh buffer setback. and it's really 35 inches. I'm just rounding it off to 3 feet. It's not all the way 35 inches. Like over here, it doesn't touch it, but over on the left side is where it touches it to the 35 inches. The subject property consists of one parcel, 0.18 acres, 7,840 square feet in size, and is located in the Planned Unit Development Environmental Overlay Zoning District and the Landing Subdivision. The property is located southwest of Vandy Court. The single-family residence was constructed approximately in 1990. Going over the variance criteria, there is an oak tree in the rear yard, as I mentioned, behind the house that is keeping the applicant from staying away from the 35-foot marsh buffer setback. The design of the addition would be built to the side of the tree to keep from damaging the roots, as well as damaging to the tree itself. Staff finds there is an exceptional condition due to the oak tree's placement and size. There is a small portion of the proposed screened-in porch that will be encroaching 35 inches or approximately 3 feet into the marshland buffer setback. The location of the oak tree and the proposed screened porch meet at a point where the 35-foot marsh buffer setback placed on the land has created a hardship for the applicant. The condition that is peculiar to the particular piece of property is the location and the size of the oak tree that is being preserved and considered through the proposed design of the addition. Based on the variance criteria, we can show this on screen. Based on the variance criteria, staff recommends approval of the petitioner's request to encroach 3 feet into the required 35-foot marsh buffer setback. With the following condition, there shall be gutters placed on the new roof designed to direct water flow away from the marsh. I am here as well as the architect and the property owners to answer any questions.
All right. Who is here to speak on behalf of the applicant this morning?
Good morning. I'm Frank Stevens. I've designed this for John and Nora Sweet back here. And they've been committed from the beginning to save this tree, even though they need this space. So we've done a lot to try to do that. We're even using helical piles and an above ground grade beam so that there's no pressure put on the root bed all around it. So half this building is cantilevered out past a 10-foot radius around the tree. And actually, I want to show you this was an estimated. Oh, we don't have the overhead projector here. The
you can pass it down.
Okay.
The marsh setback is not as severe as it shows there. It's only 3/4 of an inch on the north side and about 35 inches on the south side. So we got some relief. We had the B&R mark the marsh line. And you'll see also in that drawing, the overall footprint of the building stayed the same, but I rotated the dining room and got it several feet further away. So we did all we can to save that tree. And in doing so, I was able to lower the ridge. So we got a couple feet further away from the ridge.
Interesting. Do you want this introduced into the record, or is this your copy?
You may have that.
All right. I'm going to mark it as applicant's exhibit A for the record. And do you have anything else for us, sir?
That's it.
That's it? All right. Anyone else that wants to speak? Any questions on behalf of the board?
I'm just curious, is that's a porch that's doing the majority of the encroachment, correct?
Yes, screen porch, yes.
So this little left-hand side where it cuts across, is that concrete, brick, dry set pavers? What is that? Just out of curiosity.
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that question.
So next to the dining room, it looks like a porch with a brick border, maybe? I'm having a hard time for this kind of...
The landing at grade at the bottom of the steps?
Yes.
Yes, those are brick pavers.
The whole thing's brick paver?
Yes.
Dry set or concrete?
They're mud set. They're on concrete. We can do pervious if y'all prefer that. Fan set.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Kirkland, can we hear from you, please?
Absolutely. Good morning, Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I'm Jefferson Kirkland, Chatham County Environmental Program Manager. Honestly, it sounds like the design has already addressed any concerns that I would raise. We've dealt with the stormwater issue. Sounds like because the tree is so important, they've made a lot of considerations to minimize impact to the lot. So mm-hmm. I really can't think of anything else to add other than, and you know this, keep the equipment out, away from the tree as much as possible during construction. But I mean, that's, you all have gone to a lot of trouble to save that tree, so.
And the gutter work is sufficient from your standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I'm not worried about the gutter so much as that tree. So I think, you know, that's, they got plenty of room to redirect their water, seems like.
Do we have a picture of the tree? I'm curious. We've gone so far to save this oak tree. As if we had a full mature tree.
Yes. Okay. Hi, I'm John Sweet, and my wife and I are the homeowners. Given the thousands of pictures I have in here, I'll let
that. I'm sure. Okay.
No, I'm sure I have it. Frank asked me, number of people. So let me just give this a look. Okay. Yeah, that one's good. I may have another one too, but that one's good. Let's go with that.
I'm going to get my two cents in here as the woman. good morning. I'm Nora Sweet. We've also had three arborists.
Your name, please.
Oh, pardon me. I'm Nora Sweet.
Okay.
I sometimes speak too quickly. We've had three arborists come in and look at the tree and to advise us on how to best protect the tree. So we're going to spend $750 to feed it before, and we have in the past. And also when the pilings go in, they're going to bring a sandblaster machine and work with the builder to make sure that they place the footings in the best location. So to say that we're trying to protect this tree and spend money on it is somewhat of an understatement.
Well, I, for one, thank you, because many of the developers in Chatham County have taken a cut them all down approach and replant them. And it's nice to see someone making the extra effort to save a healthy tree. Thank you. Anything else from the applicant? Anyone else like to speak for or against this application this morning? Hearing none, does the board have any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is in my bailiwick, agree with your view. I have watched lots in my own neighborhood at Moon River being deforested in order to fit the house on there. And I think this is a rather noble effort to spend probably a whole lot of money. These live oaks are a treasure and need to be protected even more than they are. So I am in favor of this.
All right. Anyone else? Hearing no other discussion, can I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the variance be granted for the reasons stated in the report.
Do I hear a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. All right, who was first here? Okay. All right. All right. We have a first and we have a second. Then we'll call for a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Very good. You have your variance.
Thank you very much.
I'd also like to say thank you to Melissa and Jamie because they actually came out. Again, this is Nora. Good morning, Nora Sweet. They actually, to our surprise, we drove home and they were there and they came out to see the tree and really understand the situation as opposed to, you know.
Well, actually, I snuck out yesterday too.
Oh, did you? Okay. Oh, yeah. You did tell me, yeah. So again, thank you for trying to really understand.
I actually was at the gym at Oak Ridge and took my golf cart.
No, he's stalking you.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Thank you.
Mr. Kirkland as well was helpful in kind of giving me some guidance on what we needed to do to secure this.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, may I give this back to staff to put into the record, please? Thank you. All right. Next matter on the agenda is a variance at 216 Grimble Point Road, reduction of side yard setback. Can we hear from staff, please?
This is Jamie Zarillo speaking for staff. The applicant is requesting a 2-foot, 6-inch reduction of the 7-foot side yard setback requirement to accommodate an open air carport, which was constructed in error within the setback area. Per the applicant, the concrete slab was poured in error with the slab of the existing accessory dwelling unit on the rear of the property. And this accessory dwelling unit located here, was constructed sometime before 2008. So it's pre-existing on the property. And this is a clear image showing the ADU over the setback line and then the footing for the carport here, which goes over that setback line right there in the orange. And this is a photo. After they realized it was constructed in error over that setback line, they stopped work on it. So this is just how it looked when staff was on site. And there are the footings. As far as exceptional conditions, again, that ADU that it's aligned to is over 15 years old and it was constructed by the previous property owner. And as stated, the general contractor aligned the concrete pad and footing to the existing ADU's concrete foundation on the driveway. Staff did find that relocating the carport could cause the driveway to be less functional as they'd have to move it over to that setback line. In addition, it wouldn't align to the ADU, which has a first story garage, which could impact the function of the carport. As far as unique conditions, staff found none. And that if granted, it would not cause any substantial detriment to the public good. However, it would be an expansion of the existing nonconformity of the property. And so staff's recommendation is approval with the condition that there shall be gutters placed on the new roof designed to direct water flow away from the marsh.
All right. Any questions of staff? All right. Who is here to speak on behalf of the applicant?
Good morning, y'all. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm with Shaw Architecture. We designed the additions to this house, and I'll just elaborate on that a little bit to give you some background. We began the design and modifications to this house prior to having a survey. And so we had kind of aligned with the garage. There's a garage that sits back there now, so this is kind of a pull-through carport that pulls into the garage. Towards the end of the project, we finally received the survey. As you know, a lot of them are running a bit behind. And we realized that this change was, that this was actually over the setback. We had made a change in our drawings, to move this carport over and kind of swing the driveway back around. It was a little crooked, to get into the drawings. But due to it was a failure on our part, we failed to update our foundation plan. And of course, as you all know, the foundation goes in before all the framing stuff above it. When we realized this, he had got out of the ground and it was vertical. We'd realize error. We had the contractor stop work, and investigate, what had happened. We discovered what had happened. And then we made, we had estimates done, had the work removed and corrected. And, it is quite an expensive correction. And so we are here seeking a variance, to this, at this board, in hopes that you will see that the alignment of this carport really is a better, more functional design for the owner. And, we have no problem addressing any of the drainage issues and guttering. And, we're doing much of that on site now anyway, because there's some water issues on the site. And I'm happy to answer any other questions you might have.
Any questions from the board?
What kind of water issues on site?
Right now they've got some areas kind of back in behind this property where the water ponds and pools. So, we're actually, creating some drain areas and some rock beds and some rain ponds to kind of mitigate some of that.
All right. Any other questions? Anyone else here to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone on the phone? No? Okay. Mr. Kirkland, water issues, we're okay.
Good morning again, Jefferson Kirkland, Chatham County Environmental Program Manager. Yeah, as long as they're not impacting neighbors, you know, that's the big concern there. Don't change any flow patterns that already exist. I assume that if they're trying to correct issues already existing, that that wouldn't push water off of their lot onto anybody else. So you may need to caveat any variance with those set language to that effect, but that's entirely up to you all.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Kirkland? Anyone? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, do I hear a motion? Anyone? Motion to approve, disapprove?
I move to approve the variance as stated for the selected reasons.
Motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Did I hear one? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Didn't hear it. All right. Have a first and a second. Motion to approve by voice vote. All in favor of the variance.
Normally.
All in favor of the variance.
Aye.
All right. All opposed. Y'all a little slow this morning.
Oh.
Gotta stay with
me. It was a long day yesterday.
Okay. All right. Variance is approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other business this morning before the board? None? Hearing none, we are adjourned.